While nothing was formally decided at yesterday's private meeting, one of the key issues Senate Democrats were expected to discuss was a tax on oil companies. The governor's version of the budget would ban oil companies from charging consumers for the tax. The assembly's version removed that ban over fears it would be stricken down in a costly lawsuit. And yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker told reporters the tax should remain as the governor left it. He also voiced support for another piece of the governor's budget that Assembly Democrats scrapped that would change Wisconsin's liability laws. Trial lawyers say the change would make it easier for victims of accidents to collect what's owed them. Insurers say it would leave businesses and doctors who are as little as 1% to blame for an accident on the hook for all the costs. The full Senate could vote on the budget as early as tomorrow. Assembly Democratic leaders sent out a note yesterday saying that the full Assembly could vote on Thursday to form a conference committee on the budget. That would be a panel of legislative leaders from the Senate and Assembly who would be charged with hammering out the differences on the state's two-year, $62.2 billion spending plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.